This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And before we get to our guests, Dan Schultz, Kyle, and I are going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, Kyle, are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, joining us right now, folks, from this great state of Arizona, we have Dan Schultz. Now, Dan Schultz happens to be the proprietor of a website called PrecinctStrategy.com, and the idea that comes with it. And good morning to you, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Yes, sir. Now, we want to know, Kyle's going to ask you a couple questions here, so Kyle, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain, and welcome, Dan. It's great to have you here on the program. PrecinctStrategy.com, can you give an overview of what the basic strategy is behind this precinct committeeman strategy?
Yeah. It's real simple. It's what I got taught in seventh grade back in Wisconsin in public school in 1968 and 1969 when I was in seventh grade. I had a course in social studies, and throughout the first semester and the second semester, we were taught anything and everything about the Constitution, our state constitution, how the counties worked, how government worked. The other thing that we learned was how the political parties in our great country developed and actually worked. So in Wisconsin at that time, and my dad was a city councilman, a county board member, one of my uncles was a small town mayor. Another of my uncles, my dad's brothers, were salt of the earth guys, was a town clerk. But basically and served on the, school boards. Essentially, they also taught me much of this, but I really learned all of it in seventh grade. And it's essentially this. We have two political parties that have developed over time in the United States of America. And if you want to change things, if and when your political, the political realm of our country, devolves into chaos like it has here in this country. There's one thing that we can do. We can unite and organize politically where we live in the political party of our choice and take over and take back the political party of your choice and make it work again. The Republican Party right now is at half strength in the slots that matter. It's not, you know, being registered to vote for as a Republican. That doesn't make you a Republican. It doesn't make you a member of the party. What makes you a member of the party is actually joining your local party committee. And the full title of my book and my website, I shortened it though, precinctstrategy.com. The strategy is really the neighborhood precinct committeeman strategy.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is we need to join locally at the lowest level. It varies greatly from state to state. Mm-hmm. But we have to join our local Republican committees, fill up all the vacancies, and mm-hmm. take over the party. And the good news is that right now, on average, in every state, every local committee, whether it's a county committee in most states, in Massachusetts and Connecticut, for example, it's town committees. They don't have county committees.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is over half of these slots are vacant. And if we good, decent Americans would volunteer to fill these vacancies now, and then when it comes time to run, mm-hmm. because eventually you get to run for these offices. Right now, in most states, we're between the elections of these positions. But eventually, like here in Arizona, right now, where I live, you can volunteer to fill a vacancy. And over half of our slots here in Arizona are vacant. But come the 2022 election cycle, you can then run for the position.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and when we come back from break, we'll have more with you, Dan Schultz. By the way, folks, I learned about all of this in school, but it wasn't until my junior year in high school when we had a class called government, and we took the government class if we were interested, and that's the only way we found out about this. Meanwhile, we'll be right back. We're going to open the phone lines up if you want to call in. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, the website, of course, MyPillow.com. And when I talked to Mike last week, we talked about politics a little bit. We didn't talk about what we're talking about now, but the next time I do, I'm going to mention this about the committeemen, precinct committeemen and women. But if you want to check them out and help out Mike Lindell, a great patriotic American, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the different things he's got over there. His big special right now, the lowest price ever on his MyPillow premium pillows. You'll save $40 on the pillows by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. By the way, anything you want, you'll see it says submit your promo code to get the discounted price. CAPTAIN is what you put down. So check them out on their website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money and help out a fellow patriotic American, Mike Lindell. All right, back to the show. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go back to Dan Schultz. And welcome back to you, Dan.
Thanks.
All right. PrecinctStrategy.com is a website for him, folks. And, oh, by the way, we've got a number of people who... myself included, I was a Republican committeeman, and I served at it and got right involved, and we increased our
voter registration in our precinct, which is part of what you're supposed to do. And we had different little displays around to help people vote and all that stuff, which, again, is part of what you're supposed to do. And I had a lot of fun when I did it, but I lost my appetite when I lost my partner, and that was my wife passed away. But anyway, that's a story of a different color. So, Kyle, you had something you wanted to say about how to bring Donald Trump into this?
Yes, exactly right, Captain, and welcome back, Dan. You know, on your website, I believe, you talk about the idea that basically registering, you kind of touched on this in the first segment, registered voters, they don't have a vote in internal party politics. Can you put that in context for us, for those who would like to be able to see Trumpism or the Donald Trump policies or Donald Trump himself even be at the, you know, have a better chance of getting through at these precinct levels? You mentioned vacancies, but where do we go from there?
Here's the perspective. Who elects the 168 members of the RNC? Do you know?
Probably the committee. Let's see. Well, wait a minute. In my state of Florida, if you run for a committee position, you go on the ballot and get elected that way.
That's not what I asked. Who elects the 168 members of the RNC? How do they become RNC members?
Probably by the different RNCs that vote them in the state level, right?
Exactly. The precinct committeeman and only the precinct committeeman, and of course it's called different things in different states, They elect the electors of the three members of the 168-member RNC. There's 50 states. There's five territories, and there's the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
All of those together elect a total of 168 members of the RNC. So here in Arizona, precinct committeemen elect one of the for every three of the elected precinct committeemen, a state committeeman. I'm a state committeeman. I'm one of three of elected precinct committeemen in my legislative district committee.
Mm-hmm.
I get to go to the state organizational meeting and cast a vote for who becomes our state committeeman, who serves a two-year term on the RNC. Then, in the four-year election cycle for the president, the elected precinct committeeman and those appointed to vacancies before the end of the prior odd year, like in 2019 for the 2020 cycle, they get to go to a caucus meeting. Anybody can run for delegate to the state convention, but only the precinct committeemen get to vote for who those delegates are, and the delegates to the state convention elect the national convention delegates, the national committeeman, and the national committee woman. The national committeeman, national committee woman serve a four-year term on the RNC. Here's a concrete example why that is so important. Every 4 years, we have this ridiculous charade of the presidential debates, quote-unquote.
Right.
Those aren't debates. The presidential debates. What created that? It was a presidential debate commission that Congress passed, and the RNC, the Rhino RNC, agreed to it. Guess what? It's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, the RNC could say, we're breaking the contract. Have they ever broken the contract?
No.
Instead, what they do is they give Donald Trump over twice now to this charade where it's rigged, and the so-called moderators give, you know, bogus questions to him, bogus questions, feed questions to the Democrat. Okay. Want to get rid of that? Elect a better RNC. Want to elect a better RNC? Become a precinct committeeman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. We need to change the makeup of the Republican Party. And here's the good news. Right now, all across the country, on average, in every state, half of these positions that elect the people to the RNC, half of them are vacant. If conservatives would step up to the plate, get off their rear ends, and get involved for once in their life in party politics and become a precinct committeeman, and it's a volunteer position. Once you become one, nobody can tell you what to do. You put into it what you want. It's volunteer. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party is a volunteer organization. Get off your duff. Figure out how to do it. Go to my site, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. Get my little book. I have a little book that explains this as well. It's less than 10 bucks on Amazon. It teaches you everything you need to know how to do it. It varies from state to state. I'll help you if you get in trouble and you need some help. But here's the thing. If we don't fill up all of these vacant precinct committee spots between now and the 2022 primaries, there's only 400,000 total slots. About 200,000 are filled. About 200,000 are vacant. Mm-hmm. If we can't get 200,000 of the MAGA people, that's 74 million, if they can't, like, maybe stop doing boat parades and stop doing golf cart caravans.
I'm in Florida. That's not going to stop. Go ahead.
Well, maybe not, mm-hmm. but keep doing that if you want, but do one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Become a precinct committeeman, mm-hmm. where the real power is. And then you also get access to the Get Out the Vote software to help get out the vote for the best conservatives in those all-important, traditionally very low turnout primary mm-hmm. elections. That's what we have to do. We have to unite and organize politically like never before. And guess what? It's not rocket science. Anybody can learn how to do it. I learned how to do it in seventh grade. That's what we need to do.
Now, I have a question here from a listener. This is from John, and John is out in your neck of the woods. He's in Tempe, Arizona. He's saying, he's saying to me, he says, will you be posting on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I'm not going to be on Facebook. I hate Facebook. Get off Facebook.
Okay, well, how about Parler?
Get on Gab, get on Cloud Hub, get
Parler.
On Hulu. Get off of Facebook.
Parler.
Parler is okay. Get off of Facebook. Why do people keep using these big tech oligarchy platforms? I don't use Facebook. I did. I don't use it anymore. I have some stuff on Facebook. Go, search for me on Facebook. I'm not going to use Facebook anymore.
So then tell us where to go to find you on a social media site.
Precinctstrategy.com is my site.
Mm-hmm.
Gab.com, go into search in groups for the word precinct. Go to Cloud Hub, search precinct. Go to MeWe, search precinct. You'll find me.
All right, because I'm over on all of those tours to Captain's America. But anyway, we've run out of time here. I want to thank you very much for being on the program. You've given some very enlightening information to the listeners, and we look forward to talking to you again another time.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. And Kyle, there you go. And we'll talk about this when we come back. So don't go anywhere, Kyle. Folks, we are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you've got any questions about what you just heard, give us a call. We'll take the call. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
4 people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. 3 men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the 2 rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in 6 states, with millions baking under record-high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The Bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Come to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate that. He had the big monster cast last night. Armed American Radio, many of you might have heard it. And Sunday nights is when you catch his program, so go over to Armed American Radio for more. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you got a car, if you got a truck, you can get a rate on that from the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They can also insure your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And if you really want to save money, you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance in on all of this, and it will save you a bunch of money. A lot of people do that. I've done that. My homeowner's policy and my motor vehicle are on this policy, and I am saving a lot of money. I check every year when it comes renewal time to make sure. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com, and find out more about how you can save money and take that extra vacation or whatever you wanted to do, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, that was an interesting conversation.
It certainly was. And, you know, it's really interesting to find out about what can be done literally at the grassroots level that that can be very effective. And I think this is the focus of what he was talking about.
Yeah, and I have been a precinct committeeman. It's not very difficult to do. And when I was there, of course, my wife was my partner, so she and I worked at it together. And we got a bunch of people to register in a precinct that hadn't been registered at all, which was surprising to me that there were that many people in the precinct that weren't registered voters or didn't belong to a party or whatever the case might be. So we got them to register, and they were happy campers, and we did very well during the time that we did that, and we had fun. But anyway, it can be fun. It can be whatever you want to make it. All right, we got a question here about the government's business wanting to know who's been vaccinated. Well, Kyle, you were vaccinated, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Didn't they give you a little shot card?
They sure did.
What does it say at the top of the shot card in the left corner?
I think it says CDC.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't think the CDC doesn't know who got the shots?
Well, I think they would. I mean, in order to get the shot, I had to provide my identification.
And part of the identification was maybe a driver's license?
Driver's license, and then it tracks back through your insurance company because they get paid for that.
And you don't think that the driver's license isn't on your info about your shot?
Well, I'm sure it is.
And how about this one? You don't think that... because, see, people don't even realize what's going on here. And I knew it when I saw it. I knew it when I saw it, when I got the card. There's a little tab, a printed out tab they put on there. Where did that come from?
Where's that?
Your state health department.
Okay.
So guess what? The health department knows about it. The CDC knows about it. It's on your driver's license. And I'm getting asked a question. Well, how are they going to know? Who's going to tell them? They're going to go door to door. The door to door bit is about, it's like the census is what
they're
doing.
Right, exactly.
And they say they're volunteers, but I have a problem with that.
Right. Well, even here in California, they have an electronic version of your vaccination card that you can put on your phone that has a QR code that somebody can scan and verify that you've been vaccinated.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, they already know.
Sure.
Yep. And if you don't think so, go look at your card that they gave you. My God. I mean, come on, people.
Right, and you know, one of the things, especially, Captain, in L.A. County, they've had a surge of cases, and they're finding that like 1,000 over the last couple of days or so, and they're finding that it's the individuals who have not yet been vaccinated primarily who are contracting, especially this Delta variant.
Yeah, now that's a horse of a different color, the Delta variant, because a lot of people that are getting sick, okay, have not had the vaccination. Now, we heard little Dr. Fauci talking about that yesterday, and again, in his own little infinite way of doing things. So let me see if I can find the story real quick here. Let's see. Where is it? I know I had it here somewhere. Now I can't find it. But anyway, he was talking about his little... deal with the people, you know, getting the variant that had not been vaccinated. That's what I was trying to say here, and that he had mentioned something about it in here, but I don't see it right now. But anyway, I'll find it when I don't want it, right?
Right. Well, yes, and, you know, there...
Oh, wait, I found it.
Okay.
Little Dr. Fauci lays blame at Biden's vaccination effort as Biden's vaccination effort stalls, slamming the horrifying scene at CPAC in the latest appearance. You know what the horrifying scene was?
Well, Donald Trump talking?
No. Nobody wearing any mask.
Nobody wearing any mask. Well,
and sitting close together.
Well, and Donald
that was
Trump,
horrifying.
Yeah, Donald Trump talking about all this stuff, this different stuff. And, well, exactly. They are very, very concerned that people are getting done with what they've told them about this, about the social distancing and all that kind of thing. And he went on to decry that somehow political, it's all, you know, this resistance is all political. Well, don't forget, who was super political about the vaccine? Mm-hmm. Candidate Kamala Harris.
By the way, I want to say good morning to the birthday boy, George the Godfather.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Now, the other thing is, we had a situation in Denver yesterday, which I'm not sure where this is going, but they arrested three men and one woman after a hotel housekeeper discovered 16 guns, over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and body armor inside a hotel room.
Yes.
On a balcony overlooking the baseball field.
Yes, this is a very, very important story, and local law enforcement there said they were able to take these people into custody without incident, and they were extremely happy that it was done in this manner. But yes, it was tipped off from a hotel employee. Captain, we could have had a very, very, very terrible occurrence as a result of that. That is something they're investigating.
Be very curious to find out who these people are, what their names are, and where they came from.
Yes. Very much so.
Hopefully we'll find out about that sooner rather than later. And if there's more people involved in this, we need to find them.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
Because I have a very, when I heard about where they were, what they had, and what they were close to, namely the baseball, the Major League Baseball All-Star team, it just gave me an eerie feeling in my stomach.
Yes. Well, it reminds you of for Las Vegas, for example,
yep.
The kind of thing that,
yep.
Thank the Lord they found these people.
Now, billionaire Richard Branson yesterday launched himself into space aboard his own rocket ship.
He certainly did. That's exactly right. And
He beat Elon Musk.
Well, Elon Musk put his car into space or something, so, you know, I don't know about that, but some 53 miles above the Earth, at literally the very edge of space, and they experienced microgravity for several minutes and then came on back down to Earth. Whole thing took about an hour, but it's certainly a major event. The privatization of space, for example, may be one of the future parts of the future we're really going to see happen. But it's these billionaires who are able to be able to put their money where their mouth is, as it were, and try to develop these things and try to the reusable cost, the Elon Musk program and so forth is just amazing. These things fly back down to Earth, you know, the booster rockets and so forth. It's really something.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, more charges are being filed against the veteran who set up the GoFundMe page for the border wall. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, he took the people for a bunch of money, millions of dollars, for something that did not get done correctly. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, you know, fleecing the people is, you know, something that you've got to deal with, and
yeah.
He's getting dealt with.
And then yesterday at the CPAC presidential straw poll, President Trump captured 70% of the ballots cast. Ron DeSantis was second at 21%. 19 others had 1%. And when Donald Trump wasn't included in the poll, Ron DeSantis was up at the top with our former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, right behind him.
Well, and of course, Governor DeSantis has a huge success story to talk about. Going into a presidential campaign, assuming, let's just say for the sake of argument, President Trump's not running again, but then Governor DeSantis has major momentum with the success story that he has in the state of Florida.
Yep, and hold that thought, Kyle. We're going to come right back here, take a look at the highways and the byways. We got another really good song to get you thumping and bumping here. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back after these messages with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And Donna will lead us into that. Ron Edwards is taking us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All of that.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There you go, Donna up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. We appreciate them very much. And Star Coach Company that Don runs. And we were with Danny and Steve, a couple of his drivers, and they were with the Save America event with the bus. I had a chance to get to see up close and personal. All righty, well, this portion of the program is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It is brought to you by none other than the Pilot and Flying J truck stops nearest you. Go on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, tell them you're listening to the program, and I said you could get a cup of coffee. That's number one. Number two, become a member of the Drivers Club. You get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store at either the Pilot or the Flying J. And here we go again with a double whammy. Phil Collins is back. Oh, That's Phil Collins and Eric Clapton and Bad Love. And I remember that one, Kyle.
Yeah, me too. Back to, I think, 1989. And that's one of my favorites by Eric Clapton. And Phil Collins there with playing drums. That's amazing.
Oh, he was just banging away. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement here real quick. Give it back to you because we got weather to talk about. A dangerous heat wave is continuing across a large part of the West through the early part of the week. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are possible Monday from the northeast through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys into the southern plains and southwest. In fact, the heavy rain in the northeast near the New York City metro area and northern New Jersey area is going to cause more flooding. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Last hour we were looking at Las Vegas. It was 96 degrees at that time with rain showers. Right now they're reporting mostly clear, so it looks like that may have moved through that area. But, of course, throughout New Mexico we've had that monsoonal moisture. We still have an aerial flood advisory along I-10 near Las Cruces, New Mexico, so be careful there. Residual water on the road and possible rain as well. Las Vegas, again, turning in at the 97 degrees and going to be triple digits tomorrow. Reno, Carson City also under excessive heat warning. Salt Lake City in Utah, Provo into southern Idaho. We've also got the bootleg fire. I think this is burning close to the southern Oregon, northern California border. So that's also causing some air quality alerts, I believe, in that area. Klamath Falls County, I think there's been some, Klamath County has been some evacuations there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have some weather in the Northeast to tell you about. You're going to have trouble if you're trying to make a delivery around New York, around Connecticut, around Long Island, around New Jersey, especially the low-lying areas. There is flooding going on right now. There's rain, and I mean rain, coming down. There's a severe thunderstorm warning around Philadelphia and Camden if you're going in that way. Looks like it's going to be around for a while. We also have flooding in central New York around Syracuse now and down towards Cortland and over towards Utica and then on and off all the way to Albany. But across the Massachusetts Turnpike, and most of Massachusetts are getting a lot of rain, a lot of flooding there, rain-soaked areas. The southern part of Vermont, southern part of New Hampshire, the coastline for about 20, 30 miles of Maine, not quite to Portland, but it's going to be there shortly. And then going on down the line here to Texas, we've got some severe flash flood warnings right now in the Longview, Texas area for a bunch of storms that have been persisting there, I might add, heavy rain, as well as back a little bit towards Dallas, not quite to the outskirts of Dallas, with rain that's going on there. Now, we also have a thunderstorm watch and a flood watch for I-20 along the eastern part of Louisiana, almost to the Mississippi state line right now, and up in Missouri, north of Columbia, Missouri, in the central part of Missouri, we have some flooding going on there, flood warnings as well. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We look forward to talking to him tomorrow. All right, now we've got Denise Simon on the line, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had the Donald show up at CPAC yesterday and blow the roof off the building.
He pretty much took on all the Biden issues, didn't he?
Well, he did, and we'll see what happens there because the poll they did that they always come out with, the straw poll, with Donald Trump out of it, Ron DeSantis was up front with Mike Pompeo right behind him, but with Donald Trump in it, he was way out in front. The only one that even got more than 1% of the vote behind him was Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Ron DeSantis was there, was he? I didn't
No.
see him anyplace on.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, he was not there. It was tending with what needed to be done again down in South Florida.
Yeah, he was dealing with Surfside, and I think what he also was doing a very honorable send-off to the Israeli Defense Force.
Yes, they did a hell of a job.
Yes, and yep. They went back to Israel and had quite the welcoming pomp and circumstance event there, too.
Yeah, and 90 people now confirmed dead in the collapse, and they'll probably find the rest of them over the next week or two because they'll speed things up a little bit now to try to make sure they get all the bodies out.
Correct.
Pardon me, and I also was told yesterday that they found a number of pets that have been missing that were with their owners, and when they passed away, they were with the owners, so that's what happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still a remarkable thing about the cat.
Yeah, on the ninth floor, and they found the cat come crawling out of the wreckage. Oh,
and his
well.
Name was Minx.
Yeah, well, that's a lucky name, isn't it?
I suppose.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, Denise and I, today. And, of course, when we come back, there's nothing any more important than the Afghanistan situation, which is deteriorating right in front of our eyes. And, by the way, I saw some just very disturbing video. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. The Taliban are taking pictures of what they're doing to the captured Afghan soldiers. And they lined them up, a bunch of them, 30 or 40 of them, special forces that gave up, handed them their weapons, and they were told that they were going to be, you know, okay or something like that. And they put them in a little spot, and then they mowed them all down, killed them all.
Yep.
And that's
great strategy.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to leave Afghanistan, that's one thing. But the method on how we leave and how we are leaving and did leave is reprehensible.
Yep. It'll stick in the minds of people all around the world if they ever ask the United States for anything. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break. Give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.